This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Voters in Garfield County have recalled a school board member who pushed for conservative social studies standards. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
58% of voters wanted Tony May recalled. May entered the spotlight last year when he tried to introduce the controversial American Birthright standards into the rural Western Slope District. The standards highlight American exceptionalism, patriotism, and Christianity. His efforts triggered a backlash and failed. A coalition formed accusing May of bullying and marginalizing behavior on the board. Alex Sanchez is with the community group Voces Unidas.
Voters rejected Tony May, and they rejected Tony May's extremist agenda.
May could not be reached for comment, but has said the recall effort was politically motivated. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A state health department campaign aims to raise awareness of dementia. Researchers are discovering things that are good or bad for the heart also apply to the brain. Jim Herlihy is with the Alzheimer's Association.
Basically, heart health and brain health are intertwined, and things that create issues for your heart, high blood pressure, diabetes, are issues that also increase your likelihood of developing Alzheimer's.
The new campaign includes information about warning signs and the benefits of early detection. Events are underway today at the Paralympics, and Colorado athletes are competing. Yen Xiao Gong, a world champion shooter, is making his Paralympic debut. He'd like to see the games get more attention from American viewers.
Where I grew up in China, anybody mentioning the Olympics or Paralympics, it's like one of the most sacred things. I mean, there's nothing higher than that.
Swimmer Elizabeth Marks from Colorado Springs competes today in her third Paralympics. This is CPR News, NKRCC.